culture is strong, it's a psyop. Hello, welcome back to Rants Rock Reggae. I'm Natasha Devine, and today is the 27th of September. I had some regular life stuff that prevented me from doing a show yesterday, but the day before that was Yom Kippur, and therefore I was busy fasting, praying, not broadcasting. And would like to wish a sweet new year to all my Jewish homies out there. So now to the psyop of the day. If you notice, I played the Police Battalion song, Psyop, in the background at the beginning there. It's kind of a little wee bit of foreshadowing. You may have seen this supposedly viral video going around. Every time you hear that term, viral video, it's either something that's really funny or it's a psyop. Like 9 times out of 10, you know. The one that's going around currently is from Chicago, my hometown. And it's appears to be a security camera footage, or maybe it's somebody's phone filming. But it's in a neighborhood called Booktown, which, while it has some very expensive properties, it is known for quite some time as a heavy drug area, a heavy heroin specifically area. You will see in some footage that I'm going to show you that they've been having concerns about, you know, it turning into a drug area in Bucktown since 1989, at least. So this is not like, you know, this area is starting to get a little weird with druggies and stuff. You better, you know, start to be on the lookout. Like, no, this is a known drug neighborhood. While it's a lot of white people that do drugs, majority, and there is a minority of, you know, non-white people there, but it is a largely white area, but it is a drug area. So the video that we're talking about is a young white dude, very flimsy looking character. He's, you know, very thin, rail thin. He seems to be unarmed. He's wearing like some little tennis shoes and a leather coat, like, you know, one of those, you know, guys that try to look fancy or whatever, jackets. And he's eating a slice of pizza, which may be some sort of symbolism, but I'm not going to read too much into that bit. And then he walks past these two young black dudes, one of whom is wearing a balaclava, and literally pays no attention to them, like doesn't look behind him. It just, to me, it seems like a setup. It seems like a psyop, like he's trying to get robbed or make, you know, making it easy to be robbed or something. It's just, and people were, you know, accusing me on Twitter, like blaming the victim or something, but I'm not blaming the victim, but there's such a thing as common sense. I mean, you're in a drug area, you're walking through the alleys, not even the sidewalk or the street, and you see two guys dressed in black hanging out together. One of them's wearing a balaclava. And then, as you'll see, the guy runs up behind him for like 7 seconds. The guy's not really a fast runner, so he should hear him coming, but he doesn't turn around. He doesn't appear to be wearing any headphones or any earbuds or anything. So it's very strange the way it happens. It's to me, it almost has a feeling like another Chicago incident, the Jussie Smollett incident, which was a setup. This guy, I don't know if he was pretending to get robbed for financial purposes, like he spent all his money on drugs and he told the guy, hey, look, like you robbed me, so I have an excuse where all my money went, or something like that. That's been known to happen. Or if this is a part of a larger scheme that's an actual psyop, because of course automatically people tried to turn it into a racial argument on the internet. If the races were reversed, this would have been national news. Well, yeah, it definitely would have been national news, because a black dude being stupid enough to get robbed in an alley by two white dudes would be unusual and probably newsworthy. But this is national news. So I don't get what the comparison is there. The way that this went around was off of Fox News. So for us to act like, oh, this would be national news if it was a different situation is very disingenuous, because this itself is literally national news. So let's just have a look at the footage and you can judge it for yourself, but I put some text over it just to point out things that I noticed, because I noticed things. So have a look. Thank you. So to me, that seems strange, right? It does look like he waves at the victim in the beginning. Maybe he's just throwing his hands up, talking shit to his friend. But it kind of looks to me very much like he's facing the victim, waving his hand twice. And then why does he help the guy back up? Like, maybe I need a little perspective for people who are not from Chicago. But in Chicago, when you get robbed, they don't usually help you back up. They don't go, "All right, man, come on." You know, or it looked like he said, "You all right?" Like it was a setup. Like it was another one of these Jussie Smollett weird gay things to cover up for some other, you know, ulterior motive. You don't just walk around in alleys, especially as a white person, but anybody, you don't just walk around in alleyways in Chicago and not look behind you. Put a big slice of pizza in your mouth so your hands are full right after passing guys wearing a full balaclava, like you could, it looked like, you know, like a hijab where you can just see eyes. There's not even a mouth on the thing, you know? And the stupidity is, it just doesn't seem real to me. Yes, I do believe that there are people that would, you know, do stupidly go in the wrong neighborhood and make themselves vulnerable. Yes, it happens. But in this specific instance, to go walk right, you see the guys in front of you, and then you walk past them. To me, that's weird to not at least take a glance back to make sure that they weren't following you or doing something shady. It just seems like all his natural human instincts were just turned off at that moment. Or was he purposely trying to, he was aware that he was going to get robbed, you know, like he didn't care because it was on purpose. It was a setup. It seems like a setup to me. And I had some British person on Twitter saying, "Oh, well, the jacket doesn't even look expensive," because I made some comment about, yeah, this is, you know, most predictable outcome ever. You know, it's some dude walks past two thugs, one in a balaclava, while walking in the alleyway, doesn't look behind him. It's not shocking at all. Everybody's passing around like this shocking video from Chicago. How is it shocking that a wimpy guy who acted completely oblivious of his urban surroundings got robbed? What's shocking is that he wasn't shot and killed, which is another indicator to me that it might be a setup. Why leave him as a witness? The one guy's face is uncovered. The other guy, yeah, he has a balaclava, whatever. To look like a thug, I guess, you know, whatever. But he could identify them. They didn't even like bloody him, or, you know, maybe he got a little bit bloody and it didn't show right away. Okay. But they didn't blind him or anything that normally happens in Chicago to people who get victimized. So, it seemed too friendly. It seemed too oblivious and too ridiculously happy-go-lucky. I'm just going up alleyway in heroin town. guy in a balaclava, never mind that. I'll just eat my pizza. It just doesn't seem realistic to me. It's just like this Jussie Smollett, like, why would you still have the sandwich all the way back to the hotel room? And it didn't get any bleach on it. You know, like stuff like that. Like, this doesn't make sense. And to explain to you, like, to give you a feel for what I mean, here's another little compilation, little video clip that I compiled here. And just check out. So, if you weren't hip to the fact, Booktown is Smacktown. So, if this wasn't part of a government, okay, sorry about that. Had a technical difficulty there. But yeah, if it's not part of a government psyop to, you know, talk about the demographics and how he was white, I don't know, possibly gay, he was kind of feminine, and they were black or whatever, then I think what it is they know each other, wave the hand up, and they were doing some kind of scam for this dude to pretend like he got robbed, probably because he might have spent all his money on heroin. I'm not saying he looks like the type to do heroin, but he's definitely not the type that looks like he does heroin. I'll just put that out there. I mean, people in Chicago who do heroin kind of often have that look. That kind of pale, very skinny. They kind of dress in that kind of hipster, weird, you know, way. Would do something like walk up an alleyway in Chicago. I don't know. It seems like a setup. You can, you know, fight me about it. You can write me and tell me why you think it's not a setup. But it's some type of setup, okay, guys? It's some type of...
Disgusting.
Yeah, and the people who are trying to turn it into some kind of, like, race thing, definitely disgusting. And... just for the record, in case you are, you know, from the sticks or the boonies or you know, the uppity countryside someplace or whatever, and you're not familiar with urban life, don't do what that dude just did. Do you see that? How he walked past two obvious threats, let them get behind him without looking, and disarmed himself by being busy holding food and trying to multitask and hold something at the same time. All of that was bad, bad, bad OPSEC. And if you are new to city life, well, now you know that's what happens when you act like that. There's a clear example with footage that you can see how to get robbed. That's what they should call that video, not like shocking footage from Chicago. No, like how idiots get robbed in Chicago. You know, maybe that was some other kind, maybe there's something in the bag that they were trading. You know, maybe it wasn't, he was, who knows, maybe there's heroin in the bag and they were taking it from him. I don't know what it was, but something was not right about that. Something was not a normal robbery right there, because they were way too nice to those guys. You know, if you are in an urban area and you act like that, expect to get much worse, actually. Don't expect to get robbed like that, where you just get punched a few times and, you know, kicked in the ass and kicked in the hip. You need to be paying attention for somebody trying to literally kill you, possibly rape you, male or female. Doesn't matter who you are or who the assailant is, okay? And yes, men have been robbed by females in Chicago. Girl gangs will rob a dude. They'll try and act like they're looking cute and like they're prostitutes or something. A guy go up a alley, try and talk to a girl, and all of them come out with guns, knives, whatever. But the fact that these dudes didn't even use any weapons is very old school. I'm just going to put that out there. Like, nowadays, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get shot if you get jacked in the street in Chicago. You're going to get fucking shot, if not knifed. You know, but most likely you're going to get shot. Even knifing is kind of old school at this point. But just the fact that they just roughed this dude up, if it is a real robbery, which I don't think it is, but if it is, he should consider himself extremely lucky that he walked away with his life. Because most people don't. not in that town, not in this day. So I don't know what y'all heard, but, you know, white dudes don't just get smacked around in alleys in Chicago. Maybe there's some psychological subtext about they didn't want to kill him because he was white and there would be more of an investigation or something. I don't know. But regardless, he's lucky. And if it's real, but I don't know, it just doesn't feel real to me, especially the way the guy like put his hand out and helped him up. Let's just look through that one more time. Can we play it? Like, nobody noticed these dudes. It looks like they're like waiting for somebody, like, hey, he's supposed to be coming up this alleyway in a little bit. They're pointing up the alley where the guy is about to come from. And they keep looking around, pacing. Hey, buddy. That looks like he's signaling it to him. Or maybe we're supposed to believe something. Else was said, something offensive. Maybe he said, hey, can I borrow $5? And this guy said, fuck off or something, right? Maybe we could believe that. But look, okay, here, guy running. You just keep eating your pizza? La-dee-dee, la-dee-da. Oh, I'm surprised. See how all the hits are, like, not that, like, hard or good? I mean, maybe the guy's on drugs. But the fact that he can do it and call them assholes while he's supposedly getting faced.
Fuck off!
He's like not very good thugs, I guess. Is that what we're supposed to believe? He seems like he wants to act like he put up a good fight for the bank. Oh no, I'm taking my bag. Here it goes. Let it go. Let it go. You hear that? He said, let it go, let it go. Then they just walk away with it. And like, he seems fine. Like, how do you not notice what's going on? Oh. How do you know?
Get the fuck off me! Asshole! Fucker! What the fuck?
Looks like he smiled right there. That smile, you all right? I mean, that part right there, he looked like he was smiling and he put his hand up like, did we do good? Are you all right? It just doesn't fucking seem real to me, guys. You could go send in a message on Spotify. Or in the Twitch chat if you're looking right now, if you think otherwise, but seems like a setup to me. Seems like a setup. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and end today's stream and just remind you, don't believe the psyops. Never believe all these crazy viral videos. Let things go viral for a reason. Have a great day.
Do you like American flags and doing whatever you want with your money? How about guns and ammo? Do you enjoy threatening your government officials? We're gonna hang you, motherfucker. Do you want to save your nation from that gay-ass communism? Then come on down to five-wing, right-wing-ass propaganda and jerk tofu hut. We got books about capitalism, populism, dank-ass memes, offensive-ass flyers, mixtapes that your neighbors will definitely hate, and some spicy motherfucking tofu. That's right, five-wing, right-wing-ass propaganda and jerk tofu hut, located in the hood, kitty corner from your mama's house, where you need to go and have her cut up that yee-ass haircut.
Fucking with nigga.
Cause trust our independent color truth.